the Kappa. The river is a tiny child with toad skin, hair muddy down its head like tangled lotus roots clawing toward its neck. The laughter from its beak trickles in your ears like water over stone. Ever so polite, it pours into your garden by moonlight, stealing cucumbers. You'll find the rinds at dawn, its tongue having pried the seeds from their cradle, sucking each one clean before it swallows. Do not walk there, you warn your daughter. Your kimono lifts too easily, your thighs cannot keep secrets from its hands. There is too much blood. You scream, and when the screams run out, when your body lets go and your son rips through, you sleep, one ear open for a cry that cannot come. Your breasts grow ripe for lips that cannot drink. When you wake, the midwife holds your hand and, stroking your hair from your forehead, tells you he was fed to the river. The laughter is louder now. The stars slip behind the clouds, and you can feel beyond your gate the webbed fingers pull his body down, the water swelling in to fill his mouth, his nose. Do not walk there, you warn your daughter. It pries your stillborn's legs apart, tongue slip between the cheeks to suck his blood and lap each organ out. The evening fog shrouds the ground and soaks your steps. Only the tops of the reeds are visible in the moonlight. The river calls you. The night rolls in, heavy, wave after wave, until you have forgotten how to breathe.